the girls you love before.
Hey.
Well, Tony, what do you think?
Ooh.
Is this okay for the PTA meeting?
Oh, terrific, terrific. Very parental.
Well, that takes care of the P. What about the T and A?
Angela, you've been hanging out with your mother too much.
Well, that's okay. Oh.
Hello. Oh, hello, Mrs. Ryan. How are you?
Angela, Jonathan is using my blow dryer on his hamster.
Jonathan?
I gave him a bath. I want him to look nice and fluffy for the babysitter.
Angela, you gotta see this hamster's hair. It's puffed out to here. He looks like Don King.
I hope it heals fast, Mrs. Ryan. Nah, I don't think the Johnson kid's got rabies. Uh-huh. All right, look, I'll tell her. Bye-bye. As you might have guessed, Mrs. Ryan can't make it.
Oh, no. Where are we going to get another babysitter? Mother! How nice to see you.
Forget it.
What? I am not babysitting. You never let me bring my boyfriends over.
Mother, Tony and I have a very important meeting.
Well, I have a date.
Mother, are those Grammy's diamond earrings?
Oh, must be very special.
He is. He's a jeweler. And does he know his carrots? On the other hand, perhaps I should go with naked lobes and let him dress them.
You're always thinking.
Well, who's going to babysit?
Well, what about Samantha?
Mother, Samantha's never babysat before. I think that might be a problem.
Not for me. I'm leaving.
Can I, Dad?
Yeah, can she?
Kitchen?
Kitchen.
Yeah. Eavesdrop?
Eavesdrop.
I think it's a terrific idea, don't you?
Well...
Oh, come on, what's the matter? Don't you trust my daughter?
Well...
Angela, we're going to be a couple hours, that's all. I mean, what could happen?
Have you ever seen Halloween 2?
Tony, it's a very big responsibility. Samantha's only 13 years old.
Okay. You're right, Angela, you're right. Now you go out there and tell that little girl you don't trust her. You could be responsible for the scars she has to carry through the rest of her life.
Tony, don't you think you're over-dramatizing?
Actually, I was playing it down, Angela.
Well, we'll just be over at the school. Oh, all right, she can babysit. Samantha, as you might have heard, we have the utmost confidence in you. Just remember, Jonathan's 8 years old, and his life is in your hands.
Hey, that's why I get $2 an hour.
$1.50. You know where we'll be if you need us. Dr. Rowley's number is right there by the phone.
Okay.
By the police, the fire department, and the paramedics. Okay. And the National Guard.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, my darling.
Yeah, come on. I mean, what happened? It's turned into one life to live here? Let's blow this fire trap. I'm just kidding. Now, Sam, no TV until you finish your homework. Stay off that phone and no kids in this house.
Dad, you forgot. Don't open the door to a man with an axe.
Or a chainsaw. Come on, I love you.
Bye.
Hello, Chad. Yes, I do look good in diamonds, don't I?
Well,
Jonathan. Jonathan, what are you doing?
My science homework like you told me to do. I just proved that metal is harder than M&M's. Ooh, Grandma's diamond earrings. I wonder what's harder, a hammer or diamonds?
Oh, you wouldn't dare. Now give me the earring.
Don't have to. They're my grandma's.
Jonathan, I want the earring.
Here it is. Come and get it.
Jonathan, I want the earring now.
Okay, catch! Oh, you missed!
Jonathan, you just threw Mona's earring down the drain.
Uh-oh.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. You're the babysitter. I'm just a kid.
I can't get it. Do you know where this thing empties into?
Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean.
Who could that be?
Maybe it's the axe murderer.
Yeah, well, I hope he's got long, skinny fingers. It's Chad McCann.
Sure, and I'm Don Johnson.
Diamonds are in the sink. Chad McCann is at the door. Okay. I can handle this, right? No biggie. Okay. Ready?
Hi, Samantha.
What a surprise! Jonathan! Look who it is. It's Chad McCann.
I heard you were babysitting.
Oh? Where'd you hear that?
Hey, the grapevine ends in my ear.
This is the coolest guy in the junior high?
Can it, squirt!
We dropped the diamond earring down the drain.
We?
Hey, I can fix that, no problem.
Wait a second. I can't let you in.
You want me to fix it from here? Oh, good, but I'm not that good.
What are we gonna do, Sam?
I don't know.
Good decision.
Good decision.
I guess it's a good decision.
What does the earring look like?
Well, it's a diamond, about a half a carat. What difference does it make? Just hand me all the earrings you find.
Is this it?
Oh, Chad, you're wonderful.
Why fight public opinion? Here. These pipes are really full of gunk.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no. I don't believe this.
What's the matter?
There's something stuck in here.
Well, what is it?
My hand.
You're stuck?
I think I'd better brush my teeth and get ready for bed now.
It's really caught in there.
I only had the right tools.
Wait. I know! I'll call Marcy! Her dad has a workshop with everything. Just stay there.
Where am I going?
Hey, Marcy, you'll never guess what I have under my sink. No, besides the mousetrap.
If you want your child to care about school, you have to show that you care. That's why I am so delighted to see all of you involved parents here for tonight's discussion on parent apathy.
Oh. You know, I think it's a darn shame that more parents aren't involved with their kids.
I don't even have kids. I just come for the sponge cake.
If we don't listen, disaster. Chaos in the house.
Oh, that must be Marcy. Oh, thanks, Marcy. You're the best. Bye. You have Chad McCann under your sink, and you won't even let me in? Marcy, I'm not supposed to let any kids in the house.
You let him in.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Marcy.
Well, as long as it's just you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chad.
See, okay. So I mentioned it to Robin, but I told her not to tell anybody.
Hi, where's Chad? Oh, hi, nice jeans.
Look, guys, I'm real happy you're all having such a good time, but you gotta get out before someone comes home. Oh, it's too late. Bless me, Father, for I am in big trouble.
Hello? Sam?
It's Mona. Quick, Chad, scrunch up. Pull your feet in.
I can't.
When a bed...
Okay, outside, everybody, and be quiet.
Okay.
I'm gonna hear you. Oh, your jacket.
Hello, Sam. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Just great. Short date, huh, Mona?
5'11". I changed my mind about the earrings. Ah, here they are. I thought that he should see that I like nice things.
Good idea, Mona. Have a great time. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I'm thirsty. I thought I'd get a drink.
No, you don't want water. You don't have chemicals. You want something good for you, like orange juice. Oh, it's all that vitamin C gets into your blood, and it's so good for you.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Better not keep 5'11 waiting.
Hi, Mona. Sorry about the OJ.
Well, I guess it's not just for breakfast anymore.
Okay, guys, she's gone.
Oh, that was a close one, huh?
How you doing in there?
My legs are numb.
We've got to do something.
Let's make popcorn.
Hey, let's party.
Excuse me. Tony, could we please go home now?
Angela, I'm in the middle of a very important conversation here. Mellow out. Excuse me.
Aren't you the least little bit concerned?
No, I have complete faith in Samantha and Jonathan. They're good kids.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it's time to cut the cord.
At least tie it off for 20 minutes, will you?
Maybe I'll have some sponge cake.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Look at that.
You're Tony Maselli.
Yeah.
I'm Mike McCann, Chad's father.
Oh, how you doing? Sit down. Thanks. You know, I gotta meet this kid. I heard so much about him.
I thought maybe he got there tonight before you left.
There where?
Your place. He was going over to see Sam.
Oh, well, it's too bad because Sam was babysitting and she promised me, you know, no kids in the house.
Well, that kid of mine is a real charmer. Girls just can't say no to him.
Excuse me. Come on, Angela, let's go home.
What is it? Is there trouble at home?
No. But there will be when I get there. Let's go. Come on.
Would you keep it down? Oh. So how you doing down there? What? Want some more soda?
Maybe I better not.
Right.
Guy, have a little butter, why don't you?
That's enough. I'll break out.
How much butter did you make?
Just a pound.
Oh, that's too much. Get rid of it. It's so
gross. Gee, okay, but it seems like such a waste.
Yeah.
No!
Julia!
I'm free!
You're free!
I didn't mean to get butter on you. It's okay. Better put this pipe back together.
Yeah, I guess you better.
I'm never gonna wash this shirt again.
Hey, Sam!
Jonathan, I thought you were in bed.
I was, but the car woke me up.
Why won't you... Car? What car?
A late model red Jag.
Dad and Angela are home?
That's my guess. Good night, everyone.
You know, Sam, maybe we should leave.
Yes.
Good idea, yes. Julia. Out, please. Hurry up. Out.
Hey. You want me to explain things to your old man?
No! You're only 14. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Bye.
Later.
Hi.
Yo.
Look what I found in the driveway.
Look! It's all my friends! How you guys been, anyway?
Look at this place. It's a mess. I'm gonna check on Jonathan.
Sam, I think guests should leave from the front door, don't you?
Right, Dad.
Let's go. I know you, and I know you, and you, and you. You, I don't know.
Dad, I'd like you to meet Chad McCann.
How do you do, sir?
Chad McCann, nice to meet you. Hit the road.
I'm a man of few words myself. Bye.
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 Later.
Much later.
Samantha, I am not only incredibly disappointed in you, but think about what you put poor Angela through. She's really upset.
Well, Jonathan is sleeping like a baby. Everything is fine.
Well, all's well that ends well.
Let's leave Shakespeare out of this. All I know is you better have a great explanation for what went on here tonight.
Oh, hi, Mom. What's going on? Did something happen while I was sound asleep?
No, it's nothing for you to worry about, sweetheart.
Spill it.
Okay. Well, see, Chad stopped by, and I told him that. I told him he couldn't come in. But, see, he said he could fix the sink and that it would only take a minute.
Well, what's wrong with the sink?
Well, it's kind of hard to say.
I'll give it a shot.
Well, something got stuck in it.
Something?
Wait a minute. I have something to say about Sam and what happened tonight.
Well, what do you want to tell us, sweetheart?
Well, Sam was the best babysitter I ever had. That's it.
That's very nice. Now, you're grounded for a month. A month. Now, get in there and let's clean that kitchen. Let's go.
I'll help.
Isn't he sweet?
Yeah, he's a real angel.
Tony, aren't you being a little too harsh on her?
Me? Harsh? Ha! When you were a kid and babysitting, did you let boys in the house?
No, never. I would have.
She's lying to me, Angela.
Well, Tony, if I were a little girl and I was looking into your frightening face, I might be tempted to lie, too.
How come you didn't tell what really happened, Sam? I knew that I was in trouble for sure, and I didn't see any reason to get you in trouble, too. Wow. Well, you know, I figure you're as close as I'm gonna get to having a little brother. Jonathan, I'm trying to clean up the kitchen. What are you doing with the onion?
Getting you an early parole.
Frightening? This face is the soul of compassion.
Sweetheart, it's all my fault. I did it. It was me.
Oh, calm down. Honey, calm down. Tell us what happened.
I should have told the truth. Sam was trying to protect me. I dropped Grandma's earring down the sink. I shouldn't have let Sam cover for me. I should have told the truth.
Oh. It's all right. You told the truth now, and that's what really matters. Here, you wipe your face. You go in the kitchen and you get yourself a glass of milk.
Can I have cookies, too?
Yes, my darling Angel, you can have cookies, too.
Take it easy on the kid, will you, Angela?
Well, these cookies won't taste any good without someone to share them with.
All right, all right. You're off the hook, too. We'll get some cookies.
Thanks.
You're a real good kid.
I know.
Onions?
Onions.
Well, they really stuck up for each other.
Yeah, they really did. That's terrific.
It is. It sure is.
How much of that story you think is true?
Maybe all.
Maybe not. Some?
Enough.
That's what I thought.
Kitchen ready for inspection, sir.
You got that chest, soldier?
Ready? Wait, hold on. Not bad. All right, at ease. All right, everything looks ship-shape. Come on, space!
Yay!
Hurry, halt! Forward, kiss!
I love today's army.